Hello and welcome to Towel Capes. I'm Cody Nestor. He's Todd Heal.
What's going on, everybody?
And today we're back checking out Thundercats number 3. As the wary Thundercats continue to explore their new home, Lion-O finds himself inexplicably drawn to Calica, the beautiful and mysterious survivor of the crash mutant ship. Thundercats number 3 was released on April 10th, 2024, published by Dynamite, written by Declan Shalvey, with art by Drew Moss. So, Todd, let's discuss Thundercats number 3. Spoilers are ahead.
All right.
So I'm going to just run through the story real quick, Todd. Not a super lot here, so I'm just going to dip through the story. Feel free to interject if you want.
Okay.
So we start off, so Calica, she can't sleep, so she's wandering around the ship. She ends up speaking with Panthro, who kind of... tells her about his lack of trust in her.
Oh, yeah.
Right to her face.
Yeah.
So she ends up going for a walk with Lion-O. Lion-O checks the perimeter with the Eye of Thundera, which opens a magic doorway. Meanwhile, Mum-Ra demands Ghost Jaga speak to him. Ghost Jaga goes all Asian horror movie on him, though. Just this big, elongated face, blowing Jaga's cow back, raps everywhere. Back on the Thundercat ship, Snarf comes through the open doorway, sporting a new design. I'll ask you here, what do you think about the Snarf design here?
Okay.
And the characterization?
As far as characterization, we kind of learned that Snarf and Lion-O now kind of communicate telepathically. They got some kind of telepathic link.
Yeah. Only thing he can really say is Snarf. It's or Snarf. Or Snarf.
Right.
Just variations of that. What do you think about the design?
The design... not too far-fetched from the OG Snarf design, but it may have to grow on me.
I don't hate it.
Like, right. I don't hate it.
I don't dislike it. Right. I think it's fine. I think it's different. I think the characterization of making Snarf like telepathically communicate with Lion-O is probably the smart thing to do.
Yeah,
and
for this day and age,
it leads him to be probably way less annoying than he was in the original 80s show.
Gotcha. Well, that's now in Lion-O's head. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Lion-O.
Poor bastard. Poor bastard. So Snarf ends up coming through the open doorway that the Eye of Thundera opened. Snarf was appointed Lion-O's protector as a cub. He and Lion-O share a bond and communicate telepathically, as we mentioned. No one else can hear Snarf, or can they, Todd? There's a little hint that Calica might actually heard Snarf a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Snarf tells Lion-O he was tasked as the guardian of the chamber 2 months prior to Lion-O's father, Claudus, a chamber containing the treasures of Thundera. Chitara finds this impossible as they escape the destruction of Thundera years ago. In our C story, I would call it, Slythe keeps getting captured and spit roasted over an open fire. This happens multiple times, by the way.
Yeah.
Our last reveal of the book here, we'll go ahead and spoil and get the C story out of the way. The reveal is Monkeyin and his minions.
Yes.
So we're finally bringing Monkeyin into the story, Todd. The Thundercats leave the chamber, and Lion-O discovers Panthro and instructs Calica not to enter because he doesn't trust her. Panthro tells Lion-O he's pussy-whipped and punches him in the face. Chitara steps in and challenges Panthro to a thunder duel. Coincidentally, I challenge my toilet to a thunder duel after I eat Taco Bell, Todd. Taco Bell, live mas.
I didn't know we had sponsorship.
We don't.
Or do we?
It's a freebie for Taco Bell. So Chitara has to beat Panthro's ass for disrespecting Lion-O since Lion-O is forbidden from striking those he commands. Panthro ruins his only advantage by destroying the ceremonial garb that reduced Chitara's speed. After this, Chitara makes quick work of Panthro. That leaves Lion-O and Panthro to make up, and Lion-O takes Calica back to his room so that he can bite the back of her neck while mounting her from behind.
Is that okay? I guess that's how cats do it. Yeah.
And again, we mentioned that is how cats do it. Yes, Todd. Last week I talked about the barbed cat penis. If you keep coming back, folks, I'm going to give you more and more intimate details on the mating rituals of cats. Every issue that review of Thundercats. And again, the final reveal of this issue was of Monkey. And so, Todd, before I get into what I liked and what I didn't like, what did you like and what didn't you like?
I do like that we finally have Snarf, kind of wondering where was Snarf at. You know, there wasn't really a lot mentioned about him. I was like, are they just going to avoid that altogether? So.
Right. I could have seen it going both ways, like introducing him or just leaving him out entirely. Like, it's nice, I think. It adds another, I think, for fans that are like, looking for that classic kind of Thundercats lineup. He was an integral part of the original show. So it's nice to have him here, and how people feel about the design is probably going to vary. Just like, people may feel about the designs like Tigra. You've mentioned that a few times.
Right.
What else did you like?
You know, I do like the fact that Panther just kind of was fed up with Lino and just punched him right in the friggin' face.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest thing that I liked is kind of the building of the lore that you get a little bit with the Thundercat. So, like, kind of the explanation of, like, the rituals that, of royalty, mm-hmm. and you kind of contrast that against, like, you know, Calica kind of contrasts that against how she grew up.
Right.
Seeing, you know, Chitara and Panthro don the ceremonial garb. Lino can't strike Panthro because he's a subordinate of him, so Chitara has to step in to make sure that shit gets squashed real quick. You can't have somebody like disrespecting Lino.
The Thunder Duel.
Yeah, the Thunder Duel. So, like, I thought all that was actually kind of interesting world building and stuff. Again, Snarf, we got Monkey, and it's nice to have another kind of villain besides Mum-Ra, who's done nothing to this point other than talk to Ghost Jaga. And then you have Slythe, who had kind of got defeated, sent on his way. Then he fought a Cyclops Octopus, and now he's just like really just like getting one over on him by again getting captured multiple
right.
times
yeah.
and spit roasted over an open fire. Anything else that you liked? Anything else to draw on here?
I mean, honestly, that's about it. I mean, as far as Calica's story, you don't really get a lot more from her other than, you know, Panther just distrusts her. It leads to a kind of a rift between him and Lino, which, of course, the Thunder Duel sorts that out.
Yeah, the only other thing you really get with her is that she kind of mentions that she's having trouble sleeping. It's like she feels like she's being watched.
Yeah.
So maybe she's not so much a Mum-Ra scent. Maybe they're setting her up that maybe she's a puppet of Mum-Ra. Like
right.
she's unknowingly kind of the red herring here a little bit. But yeah, you don't get a lot much to drive that story. I do like the introduction of like a secret magical Thundarian room of treasures.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It adds another layer of like to the story and like what's going on, especially with like them mentioning that Claudus tasked Snarf to watch this room like 2 months ago. Is it like some kind of time dilation thing? Is it in actuality, it's 2 months to Snarf, but years for
yeah.
them. It adds another layer here. What about what you didn't like? Everything else.
Well, it's not that I disliked anything or that I just out and out hated anything. It's just, I think all of these issues so far, these first three, has been a little bit of a slow burn for me. And I understand you've got to, you know, Thundercats is a well-known property, but they're doing their own thing, and they're doing their own little bit of world building, and you got to take a little bit of time to set that stuff up.
Right.
I guess maybe I want things to be popping a little bit more.
There's no action.
There's no action,
No, again, here's yeah. issue. Issue one, you have a small fight with Lino and Slythe. The Sword of Omens gets destroyed. Maybe that's the reasoning for no big fights, because you don't have Lino wielding the Sword of Omens, but still, there's things you can be done, but like, yeah, there's no action. There's not a lot there. There's some world building in this one, and in the second one you got Calica introduced, and again we're not, you know, I don't know. There's a tease in for issue four that Mum-Ra is actually going to come into action now.
Okay.
That we're going to see buff Mum-Ra, Buff-Ra if you will.
Buff-Ra
if you will.
The ever living.
Yeah, the ever living version of Mum-Ra. So we might actually get some action in issue four,
okay.
but it's been very action light so far. And the story has interesting elements, but it's not super, it's not carrying it as much as I think they think it is.
Yeah, it's I guess for lack of a better word, it's not very captivating for me yet. It's setting up some good little points and threads here and there, and you know, some of the world building they do, I will agree, it's good, but it's just not, I don't know, it ain't hitting home
yet.
Yeah,
it's lacking punch. Again, you get that last panel of issue two. Oh, is Calica, you know, a Mum-Ra simp? Is she like there as kind of like a saboteur or something to do with Mum-Ra? But, and then here we go, a whole other issue without pulling that thread anymore. Here we go, a whole other issue without resolving or doing anything more about what's going to go on with the Sword of Omens. Is this just going to be shattered forever?
What's this Mum-Ra Jaga connection?
There's no, you don't get any more. This time, Jaga's just like got his back turned and again turns into like a Korean horror film on him, but like you don't really get anything else like pulling that string anymore.
Yeah.
So like we're a little bit spinning our wheels here, and we kind of messaged back and forth, and I'm like, is this before I ever read it, it's like, is this gonna be our last issue we cover? Because and you were kind of like, I don't know, we'll see how you like it.
Right.
I think I'm in for one more at least.
Let's go one more
because I got the little tease in the last page, not the next actual panel, but like, you know, here's the solicitations to come in the back of the book, and it's like Mum-Ra the Ever Living, and I'm like, all right, give me some action and maybe give me something to grasp onto here, because I'm really grasping at straws a little bit, even though I like the world building, I like the lore. that you're kind of adding to it. You're not giving me much else to like there. And some of the stuff you're setting up is too much of a slow burn right now.
Yeah.
Like for other things that are pulling at my time to, you know, invest into reading something or watching something.
Exactly.
So, like, this is starting to lose a little bit of momentum for me here. So maybe in issue four we get a little bit more action, maybe move this along.
Hopefully it ramps up.
If not, I'm out. I'm out.
Cody's calling it now.
I'm calling it now. Issue four is make or break. I said I would give it six, but issue four
is the pendulum one.
It's going to be kind of be make or break for me here. Anything else from you, Todd, here?
I think I'm good. Like I say, it's you know, it's more of kind of what we've been getting, but it's...
And then it's not to say that it's bad.
And that's not bad, yeah.
It's just, again, when you have, you know, in the day and age we live in, and then you and I trying to, like, you know, look at things and invest time into watching things that we cover here or watch or read or listen to for this show. It's like those kind of time constraints are kind of pulling at what we can and can't read or listen to or watch, as opposed to other people that might have, you know, they don't have the same kind of thing, which, you know, that's fine. So for me, it's kind of, I'm pushing it to the back burner a little bit, because you're not like, I'm not like every week or, you know, every month, like, okay, Thundercats 3 is hitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, like, I have no idea when the next issue drops, because
I just tell you, I message you, like, hey, this week is Thundercats 3. Right. And you're like, okay.
I'm not anticipating. I'm like, when is it, Cody? When's that issue coming out?
Yeah, you know. That's kind of a problem with it. Like, you know, when I was going in to read it here for issue 3, I was like, all right, let's see if we can build up some steam. And we didn't really. Like, we added some little stuff, but we didn't build up the steam of the story. And that's my big problem right now. So 4 is make or break. So
yeah,
we'll kind of go from there, I guess, next month when that
happens. I will agree.
So, Todd, we rank comics using a 1 to 10 scale, starting from 1, the ranks are torture, 2, awful, 3, bad, 4, subpar, 5, mediocre, 6, decent, 7, good, 8, great, 9, amazing, and 10, masterpiece. So, Todd, give us your final thoughts and review score for Thundercats issue 3.
I'm going to go with a rating of 6, which is decent. Like I say, I don't think there's anything bad here. There's nothing I hate. It's just kind of, you know, kind of slowly building, and I'm hoping it's building to something epic. Yeah. We're giving it one more shot to see.
Let's call this Thundercats edging, because that's a lot of what it is. It's just edging me along, you know what I mean?
And again, you know, modern comic storytelling, I mean, you know, I grew up when, you know, you resolved everything in like one issue.
So. Yeah, and you got like more than 24 pages usually. Right. Too. Yeah. No, I get it. I'm right with you. And I think I've rated all three of these issues a 6 out of 10, which is decent. And I think it's not moved up and it's not moved down. And that might be the problem a little bit.
Yeah, it's just not, it ain't bumping the needle for us.
Nah, it's not. Is not at all. So again, I give it 6 out of 10. We'll hope, we'll see what kind of comes out of issue 4, and that we'll kind of decide from there if it's worth any more time invested into a review. Maybe we'll come back next month and be like, wow,
get blown away. I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I would honestly be, I'd be happy. Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah. So we'll see you next month for issue 4, guys. Yeah. All right, Todd, tell everyone how they can find us and get in touch with us on social media.
We're at Towel Capes on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Towel Capes Podcast on Facebook. You can also email us at towelcapespod@gmail.com.
If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a like on this video and subscribing to the channel. Towel Capes Rule Return. We want to thank you so much for watching. Till next time. Bye, guys.
Take care, guys.